He was there, quite close to me, while we were questioning the newcomers.
Newcomers?
Yes, Major, your people recognize them. A Yavovo called Chell, and a colonist called McGrain, I think.
Teo laughed.
Rory, so he's still alive, huh? Are they with you? I lost track of them after the mechs attacked, said Gideon. But there was something not right about him. As I heard it, Cameron was almost captured aboard one of your balloon boats after being lured to a hilltop by radio contact with the one named McGrain. Well, after we fought off the ambush and they were nowhere to be seen, they seemed likely candidates as assassins. However, Vashutkin is also missing, which arouses my suspicion.
I find it hard to believe that Chell and Rory would let themselves be used as assassins, Teo said. Vashutkin, on the other hand, has dark corners that make me uneasy.
He described the reasons for his suspicions and fears that the Rus had been infected with the blue dust.
Are you saying that the hegemony has been using blue chain here on Darien? Gideon said.
Greg told me it was a blue dust, Teo said. I see you know about this stuff.
Oh, yes, Major. As a soldier, I can appreciate its intelligence-gathering uses, but as a Tigran citizen, I find it repugnant.
Gideon crossed his arms and looked gloweringly thoughtful.
What you say about Vashutkin makes me more inclined to suspect him of being a pawn of that Legion night creature. However, a rational appraisal would demand more convincing proof. To that end, we should convene in an hour with your sister and her son and hear their testimony on the matter. We'll also assess what went wrong today. In the meantime, Major, you'll excuse me while I tend to my men.
In the event, it was several hours before Teo could get everyone round the same table. Stragglers from the ambush arrived in ones and twos, and only after the last of them had been sedated, medicated, or operated on was it possible to lead his sister Solveig away to quarters in the southern sublevel. A nearby chamber had been laid out for the meeting, and some 20 minutes later, Teo and Captain Gideon were sitting across from Solveig and Ian Cameron. Greg's brother had had a shave and a change of clothing, which, if anything, emphasized his gauntness. A beaker of water poured from the table jug sat untouched before him. Also in attendance was Listener Wainel, looking weary yet alert. Seated on a raised chair, he was able to face everyone at eye level. Gideon began by addressing Solveig.
Frau Wass Cameron, the Major has made me aware of the death of your youngest son. Please accept my condolences for your loss.
Thank you for your kind words, Captain, she said. Has there been any further news about Gregory?
My communications officer has been unable to re-establish contact with my ship, said the Tigran. Unfortunately, it appears that all off-world communications across this region are being jammed by the facility on Giant Shoulder. But according to the meager sensor data we've been able to gather, it seems that there is a skirmish taking place in near Darien space. Several vessels are involved, and combat exchanges appear to have shifted further outward beyond high orbit. We continue to monitor the situation as best we can, but details are difficult to ascertain.
On hearing this, the lines in Solveig's face deepened, and she closed her eyes.
Well done, Captain, Teo thought. Is that a Tigran attempt at being supportive and morale-boosting?